Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW1590AM Denmark, W250CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Prayer Sunday in Plains, Georgia for former President Jimmy Carter, who's begun hospice care at the Maranatha Baptist Church, where he taught Sunday school for decades. Church members like Jan Williams said they're praying for the Carters.
My number one prayer is for Miss Rosalind. She's going to be totally, totally lost without that man. She loves him with all of her heart. Look at all the years that they've had.
President Biden travels to Poland to mark a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. believes China may be considering supplying lethal aid to Russia. Police in New Orleans say five people, including a young girl, were shot at the crew of Bacchus Parade Saturday night. Police say one of the victims is in critical condition. One person was detained. And the CEO of Norfolk Southern continuing to apologize in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailed with hazardous chemicals on board, leaving residents worried about their health. This is ABC News. Comedian and actor Richard Belzer has died. The 78-year-old was best known for playing Detective John Munch on Homicide, Life on the Street, and most notably on Law & Order SVU. He died at his home in southern France. The suspicious death of an auxiliary bishop in Los Angeles has now turned into a murder investigation, says ABC's Alex Stone.
Bishop David O'Connell was found dead inside of a home on Saturday afternoon. What was initially a medical emergency call turned into a death investigation once medics and deputies arrived. He had been shot in the upper torso. The LA County Sheriff's Department tells ABC News Bishop O'Connell's death, he is now believed to have been murder, and a suicide has been ruled out. Work is underway to piece together circumstances of his murder. It's unclear how long he had been dead when he was found inside of the home. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
All Quiet on the Western Front won 7 prizes, including Best Picture at the BAFTAs, the top film honors in Britain. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When I came into office, I instructed our intelligence community to take a broad look at the phenomenon of unidentified aerial objects. We know that a range of entities, including countries, companies, and research organizations, operate objects at altitudes for purposes that are not nefarious, including legitimate scientific research. I want to be clear. We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them, partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars, to narrow our radars. And we have to keep adapting our approach to dealing with these challenges.
Thank you, Dark Brandon. Could I have my apology music, please? I would like to once again apologize for adding to the balloon problem by buying my girlfriend a day late, day after Valentine's Day, discount balloon that I lost control of somewhere over Franklin Avenue. Actually, it's probably above Santa Monica Boulevard now. Because it just wants to have a little fun till the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
But NORAD shot it down.
Yeah, and I apologize to NORAD for the distraction.
I'm also, you're allowed to have pets and you can't even control a balloon?
I could not control a balloon. I lost
Don't let the dog rescue know.
Yeah. Okay, I apologized already. And listen, here's another gift I'm giving to America this morning.
Steffi.
Oh, what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be?
The hump day.
What? Hump days with Hal Sparks?
Yes!
Wait.
Yes!
He's riding a pony.
Wait, are you spanking an invisible headless lady? What was that? What are you doing there?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that it may incriminate me. You're going to have to, you can't convey this to people who are just listening over audio in a way that would give them, you know, portray the magic in what you just saw. So people just get used to disappointment.
Yeah,
you missed
don't we have to hope
maybe you can see it one day.
Don't we have to thank the magic of the comedy gods this morning? This is an actual thing. The woman that Sidney Powell consulted before she went on Fox News to make election fraud claims is a, what, Travis, now? She internally decapitated headless entity who got her information from the wind.
She time traveled semi-consciously.
Yes. So,
right, yeah.
Scene.
I mean, who among us has not?
Right.
I'm just kidding. You know what I mean? Now, did she specify which wind? Because I'm concerned she just pulled Trump's finger. That's my biggest fear. Yeah.
I'm just saying our dreams are all coming true. I feel like there could be a Entity Meets Nell movie somehow coming up. All of our
Nell.
Favorite things.
Nell. What a fantastic reach back lesbian reference, superstar reference.
Not as good as Barbara Hershey in The Entity. I mean, you know, that's even, now we're going way back.
No. I get it. The two concepts scissoring together. I like it. But I'm just saying it was that was
a lesbian. Yeah,
there must be some sort of a corkboard nearby for you to be able to pull Nell out of the hat like that. That's
in
amazing.
A win. She got her information literally in a win. So,
I did.
There
so,
you go.
So it should come as no surprise, by the way, that Sidney Powell was blowing smoke all this time. And
also that Laura Ingraham was giving her producers aneurysms. That does not seem to be a shock of any kind.
Well, that's... Is there a Fox Night host that doesn't give their their staff aneurysms or make them quit from stress or sexual harassment or I guess go join Charlottesville rioters? I guess there's a couple of branches off where where it's a working on Tucker's a stepping stone. You move up from there, but everybody else, I guess, on the racism ladder.
Yes, go on, but, Travis. Oh, sorry.
You know where this is going to come full circle is when it's revealed that Sidney Powell's informant was Karen LeCaron.
She's gone underground. I haven't seen her in a long while, and my concern is that she's driving around in a Winnebago following the Trump train, where they all go, they are now tailgating rallies that aren't even gonna happen. That's how sad it is.
By the way, you mentioned Charlottesville. You pointed to this story. It's reported that Teddy Von Newcomb, the torch-wielding man featured prominently in photos from the infamous 2017 Charlottesville white supremacist rally, committed suicide 2 weeks ago, the same day he was scheduled to go on trial for trafficking fentanyl from Mexico. And you just said, wait, the what now? This is on the same day Kevin McCarthy is at the board, about, can you, for the life of me, I can't understand them. They keep talking about how much fentanyl Joe Biden has seized at the border. How is that a bad thing? I don't get it.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the idea. They always operate on the gotaways. So the entire border mythology is not only based on repeat crossers, because Title 42 and the Remain in Mexico thing caused people to immediately be sent back to Mexico, wherein they try again.
Right.
And then they get sent back and then they try again. So the number of actual crossings is somewhere between a fifth and a third of the numbers. But the number is so ballooned because people try again that it gives the Republicans this giant, oh my God, it's the worst border we've ever seen, even though the actual number of humans crossing is very low. It's like 2018, 2019 numbers. The same thing is true of fentanyl. We are seizing more of the stuff that's coming across. It used to come across during the Trump administration.
It's people like this guy. It's Americans. It's not illegal.
Right. Yeah, exactly. 96% something of the fentanyl coming across. Believe me, they make, like, the cartels will make some people coyote across stuff on their back to get passage, but it's usually weed or it's usually they're ordered to send money back, all kinds of other stuff. It's more complicated. They know everybody's looking for fentanyl. It'll ruin the trade. So the fentanyl itself, we're stopping more than ever because we're more aware of it than ever, and we're doing more about it. The problem is the stuff that keeps getting through is Americans in vehicles and trucks driven by Americans bringing stuff in for goods for Walmart and other companies that they're getting that extra grip, graft by tacking something to the underside of the truck. So the weird part is that this guy was a perfect storm. He was a Charlottesville rioter, doing the Jews will not replace us stuff, screaming, carrying a tiki torch, being as racist as is possible in modern America on the streets. Yeah. And ultimately, he was busted for bringing fentanyl across the Mexican-U.S. border, which is the big, sound alarm from the GOP right now. Yeah. That is the primary. That's their thing. Like, this is how Joe Biden's a failure. This is how, and it's one of theirs. It's one of what Trump would call very fine people.
Right.
Yeah. It was one of Trump's Travis. Very fine people. Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all are just overlooking the fact that his name is Teddy Von Newcomb.
Yes.
First of all, he changed his name.
Okay.
Because his name is, Spurg Wienerville or whatever. His name wasn't
Stephanie
macho
Miller-Schuck
enough.
Cannot
I'm not
confirm
kidding.
That. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, he changed his name to, I want to say it was Joseph Von Newcomb, but his real name is just blurb,
it's something boring.
It's not shocking enough. It's not good enough for a Charlottesville rioter turned fentanyl poisoner right-wing activist who has a future with CPAC.
Yes.
I mean, you know what I mean? You need
And speaking of things Biden is better at, not just seizing fentanyl, but also shooting down, spy balloons, which the Trump administration once again was proven to not even know about in a news story this morning.
Didn't care.
The president yesterday. Here we go.
If any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down. I'll be sharing with Congress these classified policy parameters when they're completed, And they'll remain classified so we don't give our roadmap to our enemies to try to evade our defenses. Going forward, these parameters will guide what actions we'll take while responding to unmanned and unidentified aerial objects. We're going to keep adapting them as the challenges evolve, if it evolves.
Yeah. So once again, it was confirmed that the Trump administration, they knew about these, didn't do anything about it, didn't tell the White House, didn't connect it to China. Go ahead.
He did not want to know. You have to understand because at certain points, remember there were all these reports of like the CIA and stuff were worried about telling Trump because loose lips sink ships and he'll tell anybody over a slice of chocolate cake. And the problem that they had then was, they would also bring him information, and he just didn't like it. He was trying to make a deal. Yeah. Either he was trying to, you know, pal around with Putin, or he was trying to suck up to Kim Jong-un, or he's trying to get his stupid fake trade deal with China going through the three phase that only did one phase, but only a third of the one phase that then he doesn't even like it because COVID, blah. You know, because of that, he didn't want to hear about if China flew a balloon over the United States to gather stuff. He didn't want to hear that right then because he was in the middle of sweet-talking Xi Jinping, and it would have messed it up. Yeah. It would have been a news cycle thing. He was stopping these things. He was stiff-arming anything that made him look bad while he was doing these deals, even if it was at the expense of the security of the United States, specifically as it was at the expense of the United States.
Right. He told Pompeo, shut up about COVID with China. Just shut up because I want to. Probably for Ivanka's trademarks or whatever. Sue in Rockville, you're on with Hal. Hello, Sue.
Hi, good morning, Hal. Happy Friday, everybody.
You too.
Hi.
May there be indictments before I die. Listen, I want to correct that caller because we have to fact check each other, even when we're well-meaning. Sidney Powell is not the granddaughter of Lewis Powell. Lewis Powell had four children, Jody, Penny, Lewis III, and Molly. Sidney Powell's, thankfully, they're gone and don't have to suffer the humiliation of her being their daughter, was William Powell and Catherine Bowden Powell.
Oh.
And it took a lot of research. I have to tell you, it's not easily available, but we need to always be fact check everybody, even our own people. So I just wanted to issue a correction.
I believe she was the child of other Sasquatches from the North Pole. Was she not? Because
looky what he can do.
Hal,
I think the irony is that she should be like the long lost illegitimate daughter of Jerome Powell, our Fed chair right now. And so you can see that the spectrum of intellect across an entire family in very short order can go from very high to extraordinarily low. I think that would be hilariously funny if she tried or she tries to insist that because a psychic once blacked out in an organic restaurant and a piece of orange peel told her who her daddy was. I think that's possible, and I'm sticking to it.
So, Hal, we started the show Happy Clappy with Glenn Kirshner, who believes justice is coming, and then noted, you know, blocking buzzkill John Fugelsang, who says that Trump is never going to prison. And now, here we are back to you, Happy. I'm going to guess you're Happy Clappy on justice, given Fonnie Willis this week.
Let me brighten everybody's day. I will fix this for both John and for Glenn because it's what I do.
Yes, it is.
Trump is in prison now. And I don't mean in a, oh my God, Hillary's in Gitmo. The man is in a box of his own making. It's one thing to be in a gray, you know, 9x9 prison cell.
Yes, think of him as a bad orange mime.
That's right. Yeah. But imagine being in, you know, surrounded by things like, I guess, I don't know if Mar-a-Lago counts as luxury, but let's just play along.
Yeah.
You've got all the trappings of it. You should be fine. You can golf. You can almost go anywhere you want. Obviously, you have issues with leaving to go to certain countries at this point, but that's your own problem on a personal level. But imagine having all that and feeling more and more trapped every single day. And the only place you have any freedom is shouting angrily via text into your own dying social media platform. I have to tell you, like, I am in no hurry for Trump to go to jail, because the day he goes to jail will be the most relaxed day of his life. Being truly and totally screwed can be a relief for some people who've been waiting for this day forever. But the lead up to it, the constant revelation, because remember, he's not only worried about the crimes that he knows they know about, he's worried about the crimes they don't know about.
Right.
Because that's how these cascades happen.
So your point is he is a bad orange mime in a wind.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. As Fugel Sang says, he's afraid of two things, a strong woman, Fannie Willis, and a strong wind, because his hair is...
Yes, right. Well, he's also, quite frankly, afraid of his myth falling apart. And again, before you put him in jail, his myth has to die.
Yes.
And because if it doesn't, then the crazies will come out and they'll harm Americans by, you know, shooting up state capitals and all the stuff that they dream about doing, which they're doing less and less. And you can tell that the tide has turned because with Nikki Haley coming out, by the way, Nikki Haley's never going to be president.
Yes,
Republicans aren't going to let her be president. A woman?
She's
are you kidding
brown.
Me? Republicans are going to let the
She's
a woman
brown
run
or she
the,
has a vagina. No,
exactly. It's not going to happen. It's just like, that's on their no-no checklist. Like, absolutely not. You know, absolutely not. And so there's, I mean, it's sweet and whatever.
Aww,
but, and they're not going to let her be vice president because they're going to elect somebody who might keel over, and they know this, and they're worried about it.
By the way, is it wrong to hope for a strong wind on the day Trump is arrested? So that shot of him with the, right? And he's in handcuffs, so he can't do anything with his hair, because he can't, you know,
Yeah, and it should take, he should be wearing a MAGA or one of those, you know, Magoo hats that he has. You make America great over and over. And just watch it blow off. And he didn't bother to do his due that day because he thought he was going to prison. So who cares? Like, he thinks it's like the military and they're going to shave his head. So he didn't even bother. And then off it goes. And then it looks like an open can lid on an old, like, Popeye spinach tin. It's just sitting up on one side.
All right. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Oh. Valentine's Day may be over. It's not too late to give yourself the gift of looking, I don't know, 10, 15 years younger. Who knows what your big lie is on 20. However, Genucel is an enabler of that big lie, isn't it? Right now, 70% off.
Wow.
And it includes the next generation of skincare technology, which is the probiotic moisturizer, which we all use, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's for men, for women, for any age, for any skin type. It's actually like a yogurt for your face. It's good bacteria, takes on bad bacteria. I don't know what it's just visibly younger, clearer complexion, fine lines, wrinkles, skin redness, sagging jawline, even bags and puffiness. Bye-bye. Right? Results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. What? That's immediate effects. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie right now during this extended blowout sale. Every order at Genucel.com includes an exclusive beauty box with two luxury Genucel gifts for you. Order now. Limited quantities available. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That is Genucel.com/Stephanie.
This is rapidly approaching a spectacle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, there you go.
Do you love spending all that time in the long grocery checkout lines? Yeah, I didn't think so. Get HelloFresh's chef-created recipes delivered right to your door instead, and you can skip the trip to the grocery store so you can spend more time doing the things you love. HelloFresh now has 40 weekly recipes to choose from, more choices than ever before. Say goodbye to your recipe rut and say hello to seasonal recipes packed with farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that make getting dinner on the table easy and enjoyable. From fit and wholesome to family-friendly, and quick and easy. HelloFresh has dishes for your lifestyle and meal preference, with options to please even the pickiest eaters. Plus, it doesn't hurt that HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and restaurant takeout. Make eating easy and exciting with America's number one meal kit. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code StephanieM65 at HelloFresh.com/StephanieM65. Code is StephanieM65 at HelloFresh.com/StephanieM65.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger, your house. And in the red corner, weighing next to nothing, the undisputed champion of the world, Wildfire.
Well, Lou, this should be quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh! Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire!
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, Bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit! Oh! Wildfire is down!
Down and out!
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org. A public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Have we mentioned yet this week that...
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Yeah. Hal Sparks had to be the one to tell us, though. Apparently, Don has a new children's show called Little Bunny You and the Coked Up Cottontail. I did not know that, Hal.
Yes. Don Jr.'s on coke.
Yeah, if you ever watch, like, it's like a little puppet show he always does with his two little bunny sidekicks that are just like... It's these little coked out rabbits that just sit on either side of him and basically cheer him on as he reads. Most people think those are air quotes. No, this is two little bunny characters that are like, look, Don, you can read. And it's a fantastic children's show that children should not watch.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Yeah.
I love that they're talking about what's on Hunter's laptop. And he apparently puts those videos out himself of him completely poked up, allegedly.
Right. Also, for the record, you notice there's no denial in any of this. He talked lately about how that's become the norm.
Right.
We're discussing him is how blazingly full of coke he is. And he'll repeat what's said and go, and then that's it. He won't say, which is, of course, ridiculous. I don't do drugs.
Right.
Like that,
Kevin is,
that phrase is Kevin, missing. Did you notice how much?
Kevin in D.C., you're on with Hal. Hello, Kev.
Here, good morning, Hal. Every time I see you, I just can't help but think how much of a hero you made me a few years ago to one of my little cousins because I actually met the professor. It was on camera asking him nerd questions, so yeah. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Anytime I can clout you up, you let me know.
Absolutely. So you know the repetition thing that Republicans do when they're wrong and they say it over and over again?
Yes.
Well, things like the Dominion lawsuit where you caught these people lying, knowing that election fraud thing, they knew it was wrong, that should be repeated, just like Trump years ago telling Woodward that, you know, as far as COVID, this thing, he's on camera saying this thing will tear you apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we will talk about the Fox News suit with Hal next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WAUK. News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Prayer Sunday in Plains, Georgia for former President Jimmy Carter, who's begun hospice care at the Maranatha Baptist Church, where he taught Sunday school for decades. Church members like Jan Williams said they're praying for the Carters.
My number one prayer is for Miss Rosalind. She's going to be totally, totally lost without that man. She loves him with all of her heart. Look at all the years that they've had.
President Biden travels to Poland to mark a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. believes China may be considering supplying lethal aid to Russia. Police in New Orleans say five people, including a young girl, were shot at the crew of Bacchus Parade Saturday night. Police say one of the victims is in critical condition. One person was detained. And the CEO of Norfolk Southern continuing to apologize in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailed with hazardous chemicals on board, leaving residents worried about their health. This is ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media, too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets law and order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It really is basic. The American people have to ask themselves the question, are you had enough? Do you want to stand up and make America safe again? Are we going to accept mass shootings as just part of the American culture? We've had over 67 so far this year, more shootings than days in the year.
Aye, aye, aye. Senator Dick Durbin, Hal Sparks is here. Oh, Hal, Alex Jones revealed he's holding firearms for some participants in the U.S. Capitol riot. Would that was in his bankruptcy filing? Would that be another reason
seems
he could
problematic.
Maybe go to jail?
I'm of two minds about that because Alex Jones is a duplicitous idiot. I'm going to go with he's lying because he doesn't want to give up. He's using whatever excuse he can find for stuff that he has to not be seized and sold to pay his debts to the Sandy Hook family.
Yeah.
And so he's got a gun collection that probably looks like, you know, a small armory for, you know, a Nudnik militia from Michigan.
Yeah.
So, and some of it's probably fairly expensive.
Yeah.
And he wants to keep his stuff. So he's listing I'm holding on to that house in the Cayman Islands for a friend. You know, there's going to be a lot of those kind of filings. That said, they're never going to get them. 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 Keep holding them, dummy. Just let them rot. Nobody's oiling them. Keep them in your stupid basement. Keep beating your chocolate cake and drinking your red wine all day, every day during your show. Keep taking your lead-lined penis pills that are putting holes in your brain and don't work in the first place, allegedly. Keep recognizing that you have zero friends, Alex. Yeah. That would be my message to Alex
there
Jones.
You go. And you. You're
good
a helper.
Luck sleeping
you are
on
a
your
liberal
pile
helper.
Of
yes,
rusty
you
guns.
Okay. All right, one more. Senator Dick Durbin.
I still remember that sad, gruesome, awful situation in Highland Park, which occurred last 4th of July. I've been back there to meet with the victims. 7 people killed. This fellow fired off 83 rounds in 60 seconds. Don't tell me the founding fathers had that in mind when they wrote the Second Amendment. We've got to get serious. America, unfortunately, is seeing this over and over and over again. When we're fed up enough, we may finally do something.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Only when go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say. I was gonna say that one of the right wingers the other day said something about one of the states are gonna pass a law that any company that engages in stopping, you know, the full expression of the Second Amendment will get fined or not be able to do business in the state or those kind of things. And my response to it obviously was that good. So any company that tries to stop the government from regulating guns under the concept of how a militia would, which would be armories, licensing, registration, and awareness, limitations of ammo capacity and the like, those businesses can now go out of jail. That's nice. I didn't realize right-wingers were doing anti-NRA bills now, but it's about time.
Senator Chris Murphy, who, of course, has been out there on this issue since Sandy Hook and his district.
I was proud to be at Michigan State last year. Part of my work is trying to help build a national anti-gun violence movement that will make our kids safer. And I was there in part to thank a small group of Michigan State students that were starting a chapter of an anti-gun violence organization. But it also pains me that children have to spend their time trying to convince adults to just do the right thing. The fact that my 14-year-old has to talk to his friends about how they can organize to make sure that their schools are safe, it just says that there's something deeply wrong about this country.
Yeah, we keep saying, Hal, that I don't know what it's going to take unless we get more Maxwell Frosts in Congress. We get more 25-year-olds, more of these kids
that
have lived through
that
all
is
of
happening.
This.
That will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. And I will say this, that a lot of people will look at damage that's been done to American business over the last, 20 years especially, but I would say since the mid-90s, has been caused by mass shootings. The dying of malls, a lot of people will put into you can get things online now so people don't bother. But quite frankly, the sheer number of shootings we've had at malls cuts into everybody in America is thinking about, do I go to a mall? Am I going to be there the day some lunatic decides that he's had enough and he was mad about his job at, at Pizza Express and just decides to off a bunch of people? Or the same thing is true of movie theaters. The Aurora shooting did more damage to the movie industry in America than any other single act in history. And the fact that people have to go to the movies and go, it's in the back of your mind. You're like, is there somebody sitting in this place that's loaded and nuts and deciding they're going to make themselves quasi famous for a short time just because of their own, you know, ego and murderous intentions? And that haunts, like, I would say a good, you know, even though, on the left, certainly, on the Democratic side, of course, but on the right, that's why they're all, you know, talking about carrying guns and concealed carry and open carry. They're just as afraid of it as we are. They just think they have an answer to it. But the problem is their answer never lines up. First of all, if you're carrying a gun out in the open and there's somebody planning something like this, they're going to hit you first. If they're going to kill people randomly, they're going to start with you.
Yeah, they have the element of surprise, and you don't.
Exactly.
One more. Chris Murphy. Yesterday,
what we're introducing today is a measure that is wildly popular in this country. It's a requirement that every commercial sale have a background check attached to. If you want to buy a gun, you should have to prove that you're not a criminal, that you're not seriously mentally ill. The problem is many states have chosen not to apply background checks to internet sales and sales and gun shows. That means that criminals know how to buy guns without being detected as a criminal. So all of the crime guns that get used in places like New York and Connecticut, the majority of crime guns, are bought in states that don't apply universal background checks.
Yeah, and then just
Vermont.
This on the numbers real quick. One last
right now, we just don't have Republicans at the numbers we need to pass something like this, which is wild. I mean, 90% of Americans think that everybody should get a background check before they buy a gun. Like, why aren't Republicans supporting this? And, you know, there's just a legacy of NRA power, of gun lobby power, that is being eroded, but it's not completely gone.
Yeah,
that's
what's going to have to break eventually. Is how does this continue year after year to be? We have a political system where 90% of Americans want things that we can't get done exclusively because of one party.
Right, but the 10% isn't that they just want the guns just to have them and it's none of your business and I'm just an absolutist of the Second Amendment. They believe either the end times are coming or that the tyrannical government is going to land in black helicopters on their lawn, which in case, by the way, they would shoot you with microwaves, so I don't even know what you wouldn't get a shot off, dummy. You're against the entire U.S. government. It just seems a little silly. That said, the NRA, I think, has less and less power than people recognize as part of like the gun sales and that kind of stuff. The real root of this is the end times rapture-esque, neo-Christian folks that believe that you're going to have a gun for the tribulation, and the right wingers who are simply panicked the way everybody else is about shootings, but think that they've deputized themselves. And those two things, they're different ways of convincing both of those to stand down and be normal people. And it takes way more work than, a few years or a couple of situations where they might recognize they're not going to have an epiphany.
It would
they're
also
not going
to
wake up to this.
If the media would stop doing the both sides do it on every issue and repeatedly put that out there, that there is one party stopping something 90% of Americans want. This train thing we were talking about, Hal, is another example in Ohio. It doesn't take much. It took me 2 seconds to Google the headline from the Trump rolled back the rail safety regulations for oil trains. At least report that when, you have Republicans blaming Biden. We've had a train carrying hazardous materials derailing in Michigan as well. But they're just, it just become, they just want to give Republicans a platform so they will let them just tell lie after lie about why, whether it's Chinese spy balloons. They don't say, Trump missed all of them. How are you blaming Biden for shooting down the one we did detect?
Right. And continuing to do it, by the way, like he's, that's what that, when Biden was talking yesterday about this, he was basically saying, we're going to be shooting down a bunch of these things. If we don't know and they're not registered with some sort of, weather experiment that we're aware of, you can't just float this stuff over the United States anymore. It's not safe. There's too many options in a modern society. So we're going to shoot them down. We're not going to tell you we're going to shoot them down. So you don't know where you can send them and when to get around our defenses.
Yeah.
The same thing is.
I was just going to say, so Mitch McConnell yesterday is talking about Ukraine and saying support. Public opinion is sliding. It's sliding because some idiot members of your party are doing Putin's talking points on the floor of the House. Here is Mitch McConnell.
I'm sorry public opinion is sliding, but I want to reassure the American people that this is enormously important. We need to stay together on a bipartisan basis in our country and defend these people who are bravely fighting for freedom and for democracy in Ukraine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, good right. on him, but it's just they can't control the lunatics in their own party, right?
Well, and those people, by the way, have an investment in it. Like, it gets sketchy real fast, and I don't want to be like there's a Ruski around every corner again, and go back to the sort of, like, we can't have a Red Scare because they're no longer red. They're I mean, it's the mafia. Basically, the Russian government is a mafia now. It's not an actual functioning government. So the idea that we're against them just seems logical. Like, there's no, it isn't like we're against the Russian culture or the people, the individuals there, like we would do with any other country that we were at war with, in like Germany in World War II. The Russian government right now is, in and of itself, much like Xi Jinping's government, are separate entities almost entirely from the people of the country. And they're doing as much, if not more, damage to the people of their own country as they are doing to everybody else. We've hated our own government at times, and rightly so. We're allowed to say it when it happens. We're allowed to march in the streets if we're against the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war when Bush put us in there and trying to get us out over time. They're not.
Yeah.
They are not allowed. And that's a distinct difference. And you let that win. You're basically arguing, which side of that argument can win? The side where you can... You could protest and change things, change your leaders, change the path, or the one where you're not allowed.
Wow. Speaking of this big bag of rats, before we break here, as I've often said, the GOP has become a big bag of rats.
Sure.
Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful.
I don't know who to root for.
Yeah, yeah, right? Ebola fighting leprosy?
Yes.
I don't know. Trump raged at billionaire Charles Koch and the GOP mega donors as he shared recent comments made by Steve Bannon, who took aim at the same group earlier. The statement from the bassinet of the 45th president.
Bwah! Bwah! Bwah!
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll
read it. Trump from the bassinet. Yeah.
They're all globalist and pro-China losers. Fought me in 2016 and lost big. They're all bad for the USA. America last. Okay, so he was sharing a story about Bannon.
By the way,
shares a story that Bannon rips into the GOP megatoners because they're 1,000% anti-Trump oligarchs. So now they're against the oligarchs because
so good. There will not be enough popcorn for 2023, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you,
there'll be a shortage.
Stock up now. If there's a runaway stock, it's going to be popcorn.
Hang on,
oh my God, watching these people.
Hang on.
Oh, there's a good one this morning, too.
Oh, that's right. Remember Carrie Lake had said that Governor Ron DeSantis has BDE, you know, big
energy.
Yeah,
sure. Yes.
She has turned on him.
Yep.
And she is now spreading the lie that he's been endorsed by George Soros. Fight, fight, fight. He has not been. George Soros just thought he was going to win over Trump. He didn't endorse him. He just... Okay,
right,
but now
right.
Carrie Lake says that's he apparently good. Does not have BDE.
Steph, let him have it. We don't. That's not even a. No. Don't interrupt her. Don't interrupt her while she's being stupid. Don't do it. I know it's hard.
She lost Arizona again, by the way.
Yes, she did. She did.
She lost another appeal.
Or as I like to say, Biden won it again.
Yes.
Biden just keeps winning Arizona in so many ways.
47.
It's so hard, but when these people start biting each other's ankles, we all have to just ease back and let it happen.
Yeah. It's like Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah. You see them every morning. They're like, from the moment they get up, they're just eating each other's faces.
Punch and Judy. The politics of Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
Don't step on them.
Exactly.
Okay. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by this week's 40 HelloFresh recipes.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
What, Chris? What is there? Well, funny, you should ask. One pot Tunisian spiced chicken stew.
Okay.
Pork chops and apple rosemary pan sauce.
Yum.
What? One pot black bean and pepper soup. Oh, yes, please. Garden spinach ricotta ravioli.
Okay,
ooh.
Yes.
Oh. Sheet pan curry cauliflower wraps. I mean, there's salmon limon. There's something for everybody.
Salmon?
Vegan, pescatarian, carnivores like you.
Oh, meat.
Okay. HelloFresh, chef-created recipes delivered right to your door. You can do them in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's how fancy you look.
You know.
Right? all the ingredients, simple recipes. OMG, you save time, you save money. You can pick fit and wholesome, family-friendly, quick and easy. You can swap out your proteins and your sides. You can upgrade to organic, chicken, beef, whatever you like. HelloFresh, so committed to quality, their ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in just 7 days, so you know they're fresh. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code StephanieM65. HelloFresh.com/StephanieM65.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? Thank you, Twitter. Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show. This is why God made Twitch. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Twitch.tv/Hal Sparks. There I am. There you go.
There we are, too.
Hop on board. If you got Amazon Prime, it doesn't cost you a dime. You can subscribe.
Yeah.
You can. Or if you're on YouTube, InfotainmentWars.com. Yeah. But the important thing, tomorrow night at the Mamba in Huntington Beach, Nerd Halen.
Yeah!
My Van Halen cover band where I dress as a nerd and slowly disrobe over the course of the show on occasion, depending on how hot the audience is.
Oh, my God.
And for all wondering, I'm holding it together fairly well. My cat is still in the hospital. Yeah. Chud had to go to the vet ER last night. It was very scary, but she's on fluids and oxygen, and they're taking good care of her, and we hope to get her back this afternoon.
Good.
You know. They're going to rotate her tires, get new brakes, check her fluids, get in under her hood, and she'll be good to go for another 40,000 miles, yay. I'm hoping. And considering she only walks 8 feet to her bowl and 12 feet to the box, I think that's a long time. She'll outlive all of us.
Yeah.
Just sending loving. Kitty love and light.
That's right.
Okay. One more. Give me Pence. Hang on 1 second. Mm-hmm. 17 Pence.
All right.
Get Hal's take on... Chuckley says.
The Justice Department has been involved in an extensive fact-finding effort, and in my judgment, this principle of separation of powers is that important. If we were to accept a subpoena for appearance before a grand jury or in trial, I believe that would diminish the privileges enjoyed by any future vice president, be that Democrat or Republican. And I simply will not do that.
Okay. My judgment is Mike Pence is a CS bitch and needs...
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. First of all, just because you say yes to a subpoena doesn't mean everybody who has your job going forward forever has to say yes to the subpoena again. That's just true. Our legal system, you know, can make the can understand the difference between a valid subpoena and not one. And everybody gets to argue it based on the case. That's why everybody who gets tried for murder doesn't automatically is found guilty because someone was found guilty of murder 112 years ago. He's an idiot. Secondly, his weird kind of like lipless talking thing where I'm trying to appear serious when he's being such an inserious sap is so aggravating.
Yes.
And I you can put me in the camp of yes, Pence is smooth in the front.
Okay.
That said.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
I get it. I got the reference. I got that Ken doll.
You got it.
Thanks. Yes, Travis.
Thank you very much. It took him a moment. But that said, no, he's avoiding the subpoena because he's afraid of what he'll have to say. He's being cowardly and weak. He is not doing this for future vice presidents.
Yeah.
That's garbage. Future vice presidents, by the way, can still say no on their own.
Yeah.
They can still make their case. They still can get legal representation.
Yeah.
They will still get if you acquiesce to it.
No, Glenn Kirshner said
today
he's
going to
lose. It's just delay, like usual. Yeah,
I was going to say, and he also keeps bringing up this is the first time this has ever happened in our 200-year history. Yeah, because this is the first time in 200 years that we've had an insurrection where the vice president is the only witness against the president.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
And we had such a scumbag for a president.
Well,
I mean, it's almost like we owe Nixon an apology.
I believe it's the scumbag clause of the Constitution that you refer to.
True.
Yes. Real quick. So Fox News, which beyond these texts being embarrassing and not surprising that Laura Ingraham's producers have daily aneurysms over her, they're trying to claim First Amendment. I mean, these texts prove they knew this was all a lie, all this election fraud stuff, and then they broadcast exactly the opposite. I don't see how that's covered by First Amendment. Do you?
No, it's not. Absolutely. I mean, again, you have to understand that their argument has been that they are entertainment, and they've made this case in multiple courtrooms, especially Tucker and Sean Hannity specifically in different cases have made the case. We are entertainment. We are not news. So technically speaking, the beginning and ending of their show, anything that happens in the middle can be a total lie. They are not responsible for any of it being true.
Since speaking of the beginning and the end in the middle, Hal Sparks, Mega Mornings Worldwide starts.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. You don't know my kind of music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.